Baylor University proudly presents The John Morris Show. Baylor University, where light shine bright. This is The John Morris Show on ESPN Central Texas, the flagship station for the Baylor Bears.
All right, well, first of all, thank you guys all for being here and covering us as always. Obviously very proud of our football team this past week. Coming off an emotional Iowa State win, going to Manhattan, Kansas, taking on a tough, physical, rugged, you know, veteran team. A lot of fifth-year seniors on that football team. And it wasn't always perfect, but I thought our guys weathered the storm, hung in there, and most importantly, they played as a team.
The John Morris Show is also brought to you by Amanda Cunningham, Coldwell Banker Apex Realtor, by the Baylor Club at McLean Stadium, and by D'Amore Fine Jewelers, 4541 West Waco Drive, where Waco gets engaged.
We turn our attention now to Texas Tech and Matt Wells and a really good football team. It's going to be a heck of a challenge. We're excited about homecoming, excited to play in front of all the former Baylor football players and general alumni coming back, and hope that we can play our best football game.
Stay connected with the Voice of the Bears on Twitter, on Instagram, and on Snapchat at Voice of Bears.
Just on a very personal note, you know, it's obviously great to have Coach Wells and Texas Tech come to McLean for the first time. Coach Wells' wife, Jen, is a Baylor grad, so hopefully she enjoys getting back to campus and their kids, Jaden, Ellen, and Wyatt. Really a great family and a Baylor family, so hopefully it'll be a great football game, but I want to make sure we welcome them to Wake.
Now, from the Petty Clinic Low T Studio, here's the voice of the Bears, John Morris.
Hi, and welcome, John Morris Show on a Tuesday. Glad you're with us. Coach Matt Rhule in the open, 22nd ranked Bears hosting Texas Tech Saturday afternoon at McLean Stadium. Homecoming on the Baylor campus, and that means a lot at Baylor. Homecoming's a big deal here. Welcome in, John Morris, Garrett Ross. Garrett, homecoming may be not a big deal at probably most schools. Mm-hmm. Probably, I would say most schools, you know, they may have a game they designate as a homecoming game and maybe have some activities. I don't know that for sure.
Right.
But here at Baylor, it's a big deal. I mean, there's activities all week, and Baylor has the oldest and largest homecoming parade in the country of any school in the country, and then the game and all the other activities that are going on this week.
I think the parade and the tradition behind it, you know, plays a large portion into that, and it does. It brings out a good atmosphere, and hopefully everybody will buy into it and, you know, make the home field, create a home field advantage for this, you know, and be raucous, have fun, and just come out and have a great time.
Well, that's Coach Rhule's kind of charge to everybody this week, is to make it a real home field advantage. He talked about that at the press conference yesterday. So the football game is 3 o'clock on Saturday. The parade, what I'm hearing now, and I think this is accurate, it starts in downtown Waco, 8th and Austin, at 8 a.m. Mm-hmm. Should reach campus about 8:30 a.m. Should.
Right.
Now, here's the issue this year, and we had a meeting yesterday about the Friday night pep rally, and then Lori Fogelman and I were talking about the parade also. Here's the issue with that construction there.
Yeah.
Right by the frontage road on I-35. You know, that road is sort of narrowed by the construction, and you got to get those floats through there, and that could be an issue on Saturday morning.
I would think that maybe somebody should be able to reach out to TxDOT, you know, like, let's see if we could get this area, at least just this one area,
right,
cleared out enough to where we can make it across, you know, and then y'all can resume, you know, your regular activities afterwards.
That's it. Well, you'd need TxDOT involved, probably,
yeah,
you know, to make that happen for sure. But that is a bit of a concern. I'm sure all the groups that are doing floats, I'm sure they know the dimensions. I'm sure they were told, hey, this float can't be any wider than this, or it's not going to fit through there. And then we'd have real mess.
Oh, absolutely. I guess I've just gotten numb to all the construction around town that I haven't even thought about that. But, yeah, that could play a major factor into the parade.
Definitely. So keep that in mind. But scheduled to reach campus at 8:30 on Tuesday morning. We are going to televise the parade again this year. It's on KCEN-TV, Channel 6, on the air at 8:30. And we'll go till, I don't know if there is an end time, just kind of when the parade ends, maybe 10, maybe 10:30. But it is on KCEN-TV and streaming on their website, and I think streaming on the Baylor website also. So for folks who are out of town, can't be here for homecoming, you can tap into that live stream.
What part of the route do they have y'all set up on?
Like we got a great spot. We're right on campus, and last year I think was the first year that we had this location, but it's a wonderful spot. So the stage is, you know, where Patton F. Hall is,
yeah,
and then you come out from Patton F. Hall and that fountain, the new fountain, right there in the middle. So we're right on the other side of that fountain. So we shoot back through the fountain to Patton F. Hall in the background. It's a great shot.
Yeah,
it really is. It's a great shot. And we were, Lori and I were meeting, talking about it yesterday, and reminiscing a little bit about parades gone by. At one point, and this was when I was at Channel 10, they were doing the parade, and we did it downtown. We set up downtown. And, man, there was one year in particular where, so you're right downtown on, I guess Austin, maybe Washington. I think Austin. Mm-hmm. And it was just bitterly cold. And you're right in between those buildings. And so the wind just kind of whooshes down there. Man, it was just a battle. It was just trying to survive, you know, the time that you're, because you're up on a scissor lift, so you're up in the air.
Oh, that sounds a little sketchy.
But we were talking about that, and that was, whew, man, that one was tough, and that has stuck with me a long time. But then the decision was made to set up on campus, and it's much better on campus, really. Now, there's people along the street downtown,
right?
But the majority of the people are on campus, you know, right along Fifth Street there. And so it's a better backdrop. You know, there's more energy there right on campus. So that decision was made several years ago, and we're sticking with that definitely. And that's really the best place to set up and do it.
So when it gets to y'all and it's on campus, that's when everything's like coming to an end and they're
pretty
coming
much.
In.
Yeah, yeah, it's near the end. Like they go on down, they go around the fountain, and there's room to do that. That was a big question when they were putting that fountain in was, oh, what does that do to the parade?
Right.
But they made enough room around it that the floats and all the vehicles can go around it. And then they go down to the end of Fifth Street, and that's pretty much the end of it right there.
Do you have any favorite memory from your time as a student when you were contributing to the, like, creating a float or anything?
No, I really didn't. I don't think I ever participated in a float. I don't think.
Yeah.
I kind of remember, I think this is right. So my freshman year, I lived in Penland Hall. And I sort of remember waking up on a Saturday morning, looking out the window and saying, oh, it's the homecoming parade.
So things have changed.
Things have changed quite a bit. I think that was my contribution to homecoming as a freshman at Baylor.
That's funny.
I think that's right. And then I rode in the parade one year. It was great. Our family was in the parade one year. That was really cool. An honor from the Baylor alumni group. And then I broadcast, I don't know how many, a bunch. It's been really fun.
Yeah.
So that's kind of the role now. And it's fun now. Our kids will get up early and come and bring Truett, our grandson. So it's a big deal. I mean, there's a lot of people who really make the extra effort to be on campus and experience the homecoming parade.
I bet Truett's going to be super excited once
he loves
there.
It. Yeah, he loves it. There's a lot. You know, he's already talking about the big bear balloon.
Yeah.
You know, there's that big one, and he's already talking about that. So he
That's
really
awesome.
Does love it. So that comes up Saturday morning. That's a little bit of the timeline there. There, like I said, are a bunch of other activities. I don't have the list in front of me. I'll have that later in the week. But there's the pep rally and bonfire on Friday evening. I know that program starts about 8:45 on Friday evening. And Coach Rule is supposed to be there. I don't know if any players are coming, but Coach Rule is supposed to be there and speak. President Livingstone, the first gent, Brad Livingstone, the Spirit Squads will be there, the Golden Wave Band. And that's always a big crowd on a Friday night. And, you know, hopefully rain doesn't impact that, but they've got a rain plan, move to the Farrell Center if they have to. And then at the end of the night, light the bonfire, which is a big deal. So that's a fun part of homecoming also.
Where do they do the bonfire?
It's right there on, what's that called? So that area where I was telling you where the stage is set up, between there and Moody Library.
Okay.
It's right in that open area. So if you go over there today, it's probably cleared off and they're starting to kind of
bow it together.
Yeah, exactly. So, big doings, homecoming on the Baylor campus this year. It's always fun, you know, all the people that really make it a priority to be back for homecoming.
And I've said this, but I really think they picked the perfect game for homecoming.
Yeah.
Bringing Tech in,
yeah,
you know, with their first trip here. I just think that was, I don't know if that was intentional, but it worked out very well.
You're exactly right. Yeah, we have 7 home games this year. You could have had homecoming any number of games, yeah, really. But, and this is a little earlier than it normally is also. But I think that works out really well with Tech playing in Waco for the first time in, what, 10 or 12 years?
Yeah.
And first time at McLean Stadium.
So I think, yeah, I think that'll be, well, I think, I don't know, just something about that. I think that just works out perfect.
Yeah.
It creates a great atmosphere and everything.
Yeah. And the other side of that, with Tech coming here, Matt Wells is their first year head coach. His wife, Jen, is a Baylor grad.
Oh, I didn't know that.
So it's homecoming for her coming back, which is pretty cool. And Coach Wells had 2 sisters that went to Baylor. Also, so homecoming in every sense of the word there with them.
I bet they're going to be like how do you do that? You got to root for both, like just split it down the way you want to see both.
I don't think they'll be split at all.
Not at all.
I don't think so. No, I think it'll be completely black and red.
Oh, well.
On
I understand
Saturday.
That.
Yeah. So, you know, they got to support him.
Yeah.
And I understand that completely, but it'll be cool. We're trying to get Jen lined up for an interview on our tailgate show.
Oh, that'd be really neat.
If she'll do it, that'd be fun to do. So, a lot going on with homecoming and Tech Saturday. The game's 3 o'clock Saturday. It's here on ESPN Central Texas. Pre-game coverage begins at 11 a.m., and then the Baylor Alumni Tailgate Show on the air at 1 p.m., and then kickoff at 3, all here on ESPN Central Texas. Television on Saturday is on FS1 for the Bears and the Red Raiders. There's also that little Red River Showdown in Dallas in Fair Park on Saturday morning at 11. It's 6th-ranked Oklahoma and 11th-ranked Texas, 11 a.m. on Fox. The only other game is at 3 on ESPN, Iowa State at West Virginia. So only those 3 games this Saturday in the Big 12.
I like how they staggered that, like where you can actually enjoy. I mean, I know, granted, the Iowa State game, it's at the same time. But I think all eyes really are going to be, for the majority in our area, all eyes will be on those 2 games. And to have them at different times where you can catch both of them is really great for the conference.
That's true. Yeah, it really is. You're right about that. So early start again for Texas OU at the Cotton Bowl in Fair Park. Mm-hmm. All right, we're off and running on this Tuesday. We appreciate you being with us. Let's take a break. When we come back, let's check on the baseball playoffs, where things stand. The Astros have been extended with a loss yesterday in Tampa Bay. We'll talk about that. Look at the baseball schedule for today. Playoff baseball in October. Plenty more to come. John Morris Show brought to you by Baylor University, where lights shine bright. Also brought to you by DMRA Fine Jewelers. They're at 4541 West Waco Drive.
Where Waco gets engaged.
Baylor University has 330 student organizations. That's 330 ways to find your people. Looking for like-minded Lord Byron lovers? Check out the Literary Society. Get a pulse on your peers in the American Medical Student Association. Or if you'd argue you already have enough friends, then the mock trial team is shouting your name. Whoever your people are, find them at Baylor, where lights shine bright.
J.D. Power has honored Texas Farm Bureau Insurance for 8 consecutive years for the highest customer satisfaction with auto insurers in Texas. Texas Farm Bureau Insurance, protecting Texans since 1952.
DMRA Fine Jewelers is excited to collaborate with Tacori to share the love this year. For the first time ever, Tacori is giving their biggest fans a chance to enter to win a $20,000 grand prize of Tacori jewelry. Simply visit DMRA Fine Jewelers today and enter for a chance to win your dream designs. Tacori engagement rings, wedding bands, and jewelry. 5 winners will be selected from now until December 31st. Visit DMRA today to win. Tacori lovers, it's your time.
High school football fans, check out our new website, SendTechSportsFan.com, for all of your Friday night needs. Scores, schedules, pick'em, standings, and Player of the Week nominations in our high school football info section. Plus, it's the place to go to stream the Midway, Temple, Robinson, Connolly, and Waco high school football broadcasts. Just find your team in the high school football tab, click, and go.
Moore runs the keeper right side. Does he get steam? Yes, he does. Jordan, inside the five. He will score.
Bookmark it today, SendTechSportsFan.com. That's SendTechSportsFan.com.
Pat Mosley Show brought to you by Jim Turner Chevrolet of McGregor, the official Chevy dealer of Baylor Athletics, your Central Texas and Chevy truck headquarters. October's Truck Month at Jim Turner Chevrolet. With their best truck deals of the year, come see the difference. So many of our friends rave about transparent pricing, the highest trade allowances, and a huge inventory of new Chevrolets for you to choose from. Check us out online at TurnerChevy.com. That's Jim Turner Chevrolet of McGregor, the official Chevy dealer of Baylor Athletics. Sick 'em, Bears.
At Marksman, they know firearms. When it comes to long-range shooting, tactical or specialized gear, nobody comes close. So for ammo, accessories, and quality gunsmithing, head over to Marksman Firearms in Killeen. Open Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. MarksmanFirearms.com.
Pay a dollar a day to keep your bugs away by using TaylorMade Termite and Pest Control. For over 30 years, they've been the small game hunters for the Central Texas area. They handle both commercial and residential jobs and specialize in ridding you and your family of those pesky termites and bed bugs. TaylorMade Termite and Pest Control can schedule an annual, quarterly, or monthly visit, and they also feature free estimates. If you're having problems with pests, remember to call Danny at TaylorMade Termite and Pest Control, 840-3700.
Southwest Sports Medicine and Orthopedics, the team physicians of Baylor Athletics. Our doctors specialize in the diagnosis and treatment of any and all sports-related injuries. Celebrating over a decade of service to Central Texas, our doctors are equipped to handle a wide range of issues, whether it's your foot or ankle, your hand or wrist, knee and shoulder pain, or you're in need of our arthritis and total joint clinic. Trust the doctors that Baylor trusts. Southwest Sports Medicine and Orthopedics. Our goal is to get you back in the game.
Qualifications and rules apply. See Genco FCU for details.
Ask for Casasa.
Warning, free Genco Casasa checking may lead to a rise in disposable income due to cash back on everyday debit card purchases, refunds on ATM fees, and eliminations of so-called service fees. Increased satisfaction may result while operating your Genco debit card. If you suffer from chronic money loss, search for help at any Genco branch office. This has been a financial health advisory, courtesy of Genco FCU. It's like money medicine for your shopping habit.
Back with us, John Morris Show, on this Tuesday morning. Nice, crisp outside. It was 55, I think, when I got up this morning. Is that accurate? 55? Was it that low?
It was like 57 when I walked out.
Yeah, okay. So in the 50s this morning. When I was driving here, it was 62. So really nice, a lot of sunshine. Going to warm up into the 80s, so it'll warm up nicely. But, boy, this is a great time of year with the cool temperatures in the morning, and then warms up really nicely.
Oh, absolutely. And it don't get too hot. It just gets comfortable.
Right. 84 is the predicted high for today. But did you see later in the week? So like Friday, it's supposed to be 94, and then rain and a front blow. 94 on Friday, and then rain and a front blows in, and 65 for the high on Saturday.
I seen something like that. I couldn't remember if it was Friday or Saturday with the high like that, with the high of 60 something.
Yeah.
And then there's like a chance of rain as well that's coming with it
I
saw.
Exactly, right. So, but a 30-degree swing in the high temperature from Friday to Saturday, so.
And I wish it would just stay, like, just give us a high of like 60 or 70. Just please just stay.
Exactly. We don't get much stability there.
No,
you know, it
kind
of jumps around a little bit. So beautiful day today, though. A lot of sunshine here in Central Texas. All right, baseball going strong. The division series continue. The Astros lost to the Rays yesterday, 10-3. Rays pounded them pretty good. So the Astros still lead the series 2-1. They can still clinch it this evening as they play in Tampa. It's 6:07 first pitch. It's on FS1 as the Rays try to stay alive, and the Astros could clinch if they win this evening.
And we'll have that game on 1590 this afternoon, but it'll be following Coach Fredenberg's press conference at 6:30. So if you want to tune in, just go over to 1590 and we'll have it for you.
Perfect. Sounds good. Thanks. Cardinals and Braves. Listen to this one driving home yesterday. The Cardinals won in 10 innings, 5-4 over the Atlanta Braves. So that series is tied to apiece. Now the series shifts back to Atlanta, and they have a decisive Game 5 coming up tomorrow afternoon, not today, but tomorrow, 4:02 first pitch. It'll be on TBS tomorrow afternoon.
I know one game I'll see, it was the Twins have to be just tired of seeing the Yankees.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, because we mentioned it yesterday that three of the games had the opportunity to be closed out, but the Yankees were the only ones to actually do it.
Yeah.
And, I mean, they just manhandled the Twins, and it's not been a good series for those two teams.
Yeah, swept them. Yankees swept them. So Twins, a great season.
I think I heard this morning the Twins were the first team to win over 100 games and get swept in the first round of the playoffs.
Wow, is that right?
Yeah, and then like I seen, was it they haven't won a playoff game. They've lost 16 straight playoff games, and 13 of those came against the Yankees.
Golly.
So they have their number.
Yeah. So the Yankees move on. They're in the American League Championship Series. They're waiting for the winner out of the Astros-Rays series. The other one is the Nationals and the Dodgers. What a great series this is. Mm-hmm. Really great pitchers on both sides. The Nats won last night 6-1, so they are now tied two games apiece. They are going back to Los Angeles. Game 5 there, the decisive Game 5, will be Wednesday evening, 7:37, first pitch, our time, Central Time, on TBS, that is tomorrow, Dodgers and Nationals.
I was kind of surprised by that, because I figured the Dodgers would, you know, at least win like 3-1 or so, you know, close it out, but the Nationals are, you know, making a push for it, and they're keeping it interesting, and it'll be a fun Game 5.
Biggest Dodgers fan that I know is John Strauss, pitching coach for Baylor Baseball. Mm-hmm. He's from California and has always been a Dodgers fan. And he said at the start of the series, when the Nats beat, who did they beat in that wild card? Who was that?
It wasn't Tampa Bay.
Milwaukee. Yeah, Milwaukee Brewers. When they beat them 4-3, he said, oh, man, he was not looking forward to the Dodgers playing the Nationals because they're pitching. Mm-hmm. I mean, great pitching. It was Max Scherzer last night. Strasburg, I think, is set to go tomorrow in Game 5. So, boy, that is a heavyweight bout between those two.
Oh, absolutely. And those games like that, it really comes down to matchups. And if they obviously match up well with the Dodgers, so they're going to have to be efficient to close out that series.
Game 5 tomorrow, 7:37 our time, back in Los Angeles, the Nationals and the LA Dodgers. All right, so that is Major League Baseball with some playoff baseball here in October. The Astros play tonight, 6:07 first pitch, TV on FS1, radio on 1590 Fox Sports Central Texas. All right, let's take a break. When we come back on the other side, we will catch up and visit with Paul Jobson, Baylor soccer coach. Always appreciate the time we get to spend with Coach Jobson, and we'll do some of that when we come back. Stay with us. John Morris Show, brought to you in part by the Baylor Club at McLean Stadium. Here is a great deal that is going on now at the Baylor Club. They call it Fall into Savings as we reach fall and actually have some fall-like weather. Host an event in October and receive $250 off your food and beverage. So a great deal there if you're looking for a spot maybe to host an event and you thought maybe the Baylor Club, well, maybe this will push you to act on that. $250 off your food and beverage for an event that you host at the Baylor Club in the month of October. Must take place between October 2nd and October 29th. Minimum purchase required. Contact the private event team today to take care of that. Who would that be? Well, it's Candace Mendoza and Rebecca Naderman. They can help you with your needs there. Give them a call at 254-710-8080. 254-710-8080. Great event. Fall into savings. Save some money. Get a great service at the Baylor Club. You can always look them up on the web at thebaylorclub.com. Check it out. Again, the number is 254-710-8080.
Baylor University has 129 undergraduate degree programs. That's 129 ways to be you. Like a dark ages expert with a history degree, or a light unto the world with a BA in religion.
excel with the structure of engineering, or increase your interest in finance. Keep your head in the clouds in astronomy or your feet on the ground with earth science. No matter what walk of life you choose, take the first step at Baylor, where lights shine bright.
Alan Samuels Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram Fiat needs salespeople. Apply in person, dress for success. Ask for Hossein Hassari or David Gray. Alan Samuels loves Waco, and we want great people to help our customers. Alan Samuels, an equal opportunity employer.
Alan Samuels presents Ram Power Days. Get special Texas incentives on new 2019 Ram Lone Stars with up to $9,000 in values, or choose 0% APR financing for 60 months or 1.9 for 72. Ram Power Days at Alan Samuels. Buying an SUV can be an adventure, but buying America's favorite SUV promises adventure. Alan Samuels presents Jeep Adventure Days. Get special year-end offers on remaining new 2019 Jeep Renegades with up to $5,750 in bonus cash. Financed through Chrysler Capital, and you could qualify for an additional $1,250 in values. Jeep Adventure Days from Waco's most adventurous dealer, Alan Samuels. AlanSamuelsDCJ.com.
ESPN Central Texas has a new website, SendTechSportsFan.com, your home for every podcast from our local talk shows from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m., and gives you the ability to listen live to The John Morris Show, The Matt Mosley Show, Unnecessary Roughness, and You Make the Call, plus the best high school football coverage in Central Texas.
And hand to Howard. He has a crease, bounces off one tackle, has some room, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown, Wildcats!
So, bookmark it today, SendTechSportsFan.com. That's SendTechSportsFan.com.
It's football season. Waco Custom Marketplace is your one-stop tailgate shop and now offering fully cooked brisket, smoked in-house. A barbecue brisket tailgate box including fully cooked Marketplace brisket, a pound of potato salad, beans, coleslaw, sliced pickles, sliced onions, 16 ounces of Marketplace barbecue sauce, and a loaf of bread, all for just $100. There's one-of-a-kind sausage, summer sausage, and boudin, and top-quality steaks that will melt in your mouth. A tailgate family box with ground beef and chicken breast and boneless pork chop for $40. Tailgate grill box with hot dogs, hamburger patties, hot links, leg quarters, $40. There's a snack box, a fajita party box. You can start your day with fresh baked kolaches, craft and domestic beer, charcoal and pellet fuel. It's your one-stop shop for all of your tailgating needs. The friendliest and fastest grocery store in Waco. Waco Custom Marketplace, 425 Lake Air Drive in Waco, or WacoCustomMarketplace.com.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm your boy Q with your ESPN Central Texas Sports Center update, brought to you by Valvoline Express Care Waco, 833 North Valley Mills Drive, open Monday through Friday, 8 to 6, Saturday, 8 to 5. Baylor head football coach Matt Rhule sat down with Our Day with Smoke on Monday to talk all things Baylor football, including the last two opponents and the maturity it takes by the players to continue to prepare at a high level.
Iowa State was a very emotional win, and for us to come back, go to Kansas State and go to Manhattan, you want to talk about a great atmosphere. For those guys to kind of weather the storm and battle and hang in there and fight and scratch and claw, that showed tremendous maturity. Now, can you do it again? I would bet, based upon our guys that we are, doesn't mean it's going to be an easy game. They're a really good football team. But can we at least be diligent about our preparation?
For the complete interview, go to SendTechSportsFan.com under podcast. Tonight on the Diamond, the Astros will look to close out the Rays in the ALDS. First pitch is at 6 p.m. on AM 1330 and 1590.
Sports Center every 20 minutes, only on ESPN Central Texas. This is the John Morris Show, proudly presented by Baylor University, where lights shine bright. Now, back to today's JMO Radio Show. Here's the voice of the Bears, John Morris.
Brought to you in part by UBO Business Services. A championship decision in business is partnering with Sean Hunt and UBO Business Services. With their 94% first-time fix rate, they leave their copier service competitors in the dust. Call Sean Hunt today at 254-772-1600. That's UBO Business Services. Back with us, John Morris, Garrett Ross in studio. Pleased to be joined by Baylor soccer coach Paul Jobson. Hey, Paul, welcome, and how you doing today?
Doing great, JMO. Appreciate you having me on.
You bet. Great to have you with us. And how about this change in the weather? Kind of gives everybody a little pep in their step, doesn't it?
Absolutely. I'll take it. It's a little refreshing. And this time of year, we need some refreshment as we've endured the 100-plus degree weather for the last couple of months. So it's very welcome.
Y'all have endured,
because it's probably going to disappear in the next couple of days.
That's true. Enjoy it right now, this moment, this morning, while we've got it, for sure.
Yeah.
You guys have endured it as much as anybody, practicing through summer and then the start of the season in those 100-degree temps. Is there anything... do you see any difference, really, when there's a break in the weather with the team and, just the way you perform?
Yeah, I mean, I think kind of you said it a minute ago, it can give you a little pep in your step, a little bit of energy. I mean, I think, day after day you step outside and it's 100 degrees, it can just drain you mentally. But I think, you get into a routine of this is what you expect and that's what happens. But when you wake up in the morning and it's like this, I think it can kind of, like I said, it's a little refreshing, not just to your body, but to your mind, to know that you're not going to have to grind in that that heat, at least for a day.
All right, let's go back to Thursday. Win over West Virginia. Great win, 4-2 over the Mountaineers. Can I say you guys kind of have West Virginia's number, at least the last couple of years you do?
Well, I mean, yeah, we did a great job last year going up there on the road and squeaking out an overtime victory. And probably, again, we may not have I don't want to say we didn't deserve to win it, but it was a tight match that we stayed in it until we found a way to win. And I think the difference from there to this year was that we put together a dominating performance. And, in fact, one of their two goals, we actually scored an own goal playing what I thought was really good defense and just happened to score on ourselves. But a dominating performance that we definitely deserved the victory in that one.
And 4-2 was the win. No Big 12 school has scored as many as four goals against West Virginia since they've been in the league. So, I mean, you did something that really nobody else has done in conference.
Yeah, we were able to do that, and I think we're the only team that's beaten West Virginia twice since they've been in the Big 12. So a couple of things that, obviously this league is tough and anybody on any given day, and there have been a lot of close matches back to, I think, their first year in the league. They were here, and it ended up being a 4-3 shootout that they won here. So we've had some really tight matches through the years with them, and they're a great team. And, we're glad they're in the league because I think they pushed the level a bit and they've made all of us better. But, our progress through the years has also been, somewhat credited to just the success of the league overall. So we're excited of our day-to-day gains that we're making right now.
Tell us about the game for Elizabeth Coyman, a hat trick against West Virginia. She only took three shots, and she only played 46 minutes. What a great game for her.
Yeah, she was a girl that we really felt like coming in was going to be able to contribute. And, of course, you don't really know with your freshman how much, but she's really done a great job this year. Even before the goals that she scored against West Virginia, we felt like at some point they were going to start falling because she was just a dangerous kid on the left side for us, creating some great opportunities for us as a team and for herself. And, she stayed with it and kept her mentality where it needed to be. And fortunately for her and for us that she just had a breakout night the other night against West Virginia, and excited that hopefully that continues to build her confidence and the team's confidence, because we were quite obviously struggling to score some goals in the games prior. So nice to have a young kid come in and step up in a huge way.
Coach, with no game on Sunday, how nice was that to get some time to recover before going on this week?
It was fantastic. As we approached the season and kind of looked at that weekend, even with our ability to take those 10, 11 days early in the season, we looked down the road and saw this weekend as an opportunity to really recover, and took full advantage of that. We had a recovery day on Friday, light training, and then gave them all of Saturday off except for, treatments that they needed to do for injuries and whatnot. And then a Sunday afternoon practice to kind of get our legs back. And then Monday was a normal day off for them. So a couple extra days there where we didn't have to, ramp up 6-7 miles of intensity on their legs was great heading into really the back stretch of the Big 12 season.
Boy, that's huge to get an extra full day off like you had on Saturday, isn't it?
Oh, it was great. I mean, really not just physically, but mentally for these girls that, they're grinding. They've had, two straight weeks. People forget they had two straight weeks of tests, where I've got girls who've had, six tests in 2 weeks. So doing that and grinding at the highest level, athletically too, can be not only taxing on their bodies, but on their minds. So having that extra day was really a great opportunity also for them to mentally kind of shut down for a little bit.
Paul Jobson is with us, Baylor soccer coach. One of the notes that Krista Pirtle gives us, coach, is you've scored 19 goals this year, 19 total, and 15 have come in the second half or overtime. What is that?
Well, in some of the early games, it was not playing very well in the first half, to be quite honest with you. And I think we talked about that a few weeks ago, that we didn't feel like we were starting games very well. But I think here in the last couple games, we have started the first half of games better, maybe not getting goals in the back of the net. But some of that's contributed just to not starting games well. But I think we are now, and I think you know, if I had to choose, I would take the back half of a game over the beginning of a game. Knowing how to close out matches and finish games with wins is a tough thing to do. But I think now we've started to put the pieces together where, you know, we're able to put together a full 90 or more. But some of that was just not starting games very, very well.
Does it maybe also speak to your conditioning of your team that maybe, you know, as the game goes on, y'all are, you know, getting stronger as it continues?
Well, yeah, we've always been a team that, you know, that would pride ourselves with fitness. Also, the way that we play is high intensity, it's high pressure. So it does wear down our opponents as well. So that is part of it also.
Coach, with Dr. Livingstone getting her extension and Matt getting his extension, do you feel like the athletic department right now is as stable as it has been? And how do you see it going forward?
Well, you know, I was thinking about it before we got on the phone, actually. I was thinking about, J-Mo, what was it, 2012 was the year of the Bear?
Right,
2012.
Right.
I mean, how exciting of a year that was with the different sports having success. And, you know, I just look at this year and as it has started, just kind of the momentum that everybody has. And, I you know, I was going back and forth with Ryan the other day from volleyball. Just success, you know, continues to push success. And I think all of us together are sharpening each other. I know our athletes eat together. They live together. They, you know, they are also sharpening each other. So I think when one sport can kind of get off and get going, and it just kind of snowballs. And I think it's a community of success here at Baylor, and it's extremely exciting. It's the camaraderie of the coaches and the players, and, you know, we don't know what God has here at the end of all this, but we're going to enjoy the moments we have right now and use it as momentum to continue to guide us and push us in the right direction. But it's definitely an exciting time to be a Baylor Bear, no doubt.
All right, couple of road trips coming up this week. TCU in Fort Worth on Thursday, then headed to Oklahoma on Sunday.
Yeah, two tough places to play, to be quite honest. I mean, Fort Worth is always a tough place to get great crowds, and they're loud and exciting. But they've had some good results, so that'll be a tough match. And then turning around and heading up to Norman on Sunday, another tough place to play, a team that's turned things around this year already and having some good success. So the Big 12 is up in the air right now. I think after Thursday, we were in third place, and then we didn't play on the weekend. But after the Sunday games, we dropped to fifth, and we're 3 points out of first. So it's going to be a year like that where it's going to come down probably to the final weekend. And we've got to get some points on the road, but we got to take care of business at home as well.
And your RPI right now, KP says, is 41. Obviously, some opportunities, you know, to bump that up down the stretch.
Yeah, I think we're in a good place right now in the league that we're in to be in the 40s, you know, halfway through Big 12 play. You know, I think as a conference, we did a really good job before conference of scheduling tough games, but having some success. I think there are only two teams in our league right now that don't have winning records, but unfortunately, they're tough teams that we could lose to. So we took care of Kansas State, but we've got Iowa State still on the schedule, but we've got to take care of those teams. But I think, you know, at 41 right now, we're in a good place. But yeah, the wins will only continue to propel us a little bit further. But we're in a good place right now if we can just take care of ourselves.
All right, very good. Hey, appreciate the visit. Thanks. I'll see you out there this evening for the first kick, the Little Bears this evening.
You bet.
That'll be fun.
On the back side of that as well. It's been a ton of fun with everybody out there. So looking forward to getting through that these next couple of weeks and then getting it going again in the spring will be a lot of fun.
Good. Appreciate y'all doing that. Hey, we'll see you this evening. Thanks, Paul.
We'll see you, J-Mo. Thanks
All right.
a lot, guys.
Paul Jobson, Baylor soccer coach. Baylor soccer, two road matches this week at TCU. That is Thursday evening at 7, then at Oklahoma comes up Sunday afternoon at 1.
And the thing about that is they're well-tested. They're well-road-tested, so I don't think that, you know, plays into, you know, any – I don't think that has an effect on them like some teams it might.
Right.
Because of how they set up their schedule early on. So they should have success going on the road.
All right. Baylor soccer 6-3-3 on the year overall. And as he said, very fluid in the Big 12 standings right now in fifth place, but not far away from first place at all in the conference standings. Appreciate Paul joining us. Always great to visit with him. Let's take a break. When we come back, let's take a look at the day of the day, some birthdays and more when we come back. John Morris, Garrett Ross in studio, brought to you, as always, by Baylor University, where lights shine bright.
Baylor University's average undergrad class is just 26 students. Instead of a sea of strangers, that's 26 new friends with 26 new perspectives. Like Chloe, who has pretty unique theories on linear algebra. Deontay, who has vital knowledge of all things medical. Or Jess, who marches to the beat of her own drum in the Baylor Golden Wave Band. When you're ready to see things a little differently, take a look at Baylor, where lights shine bright.
Looking for any of your favorite ESPN Central Texas shows or podcasts? Then head to our new website, CentexSportsFan.com. Scroll down to your favorite show, click the link in your set, and you can subscribe using your favorite podcast service. iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, Stitcher, or TuneIn are all available.
Mac Rhodes, Director of Athletics at Baylor, joins us on ESPN Central Texas.
So if you missed it live, head to CentexSportsFan.com and find it there. That's CentexSportsFan.com.
If you want to get in shape, get rid of weight or inches, you have to make a commitment to work out and the excuses of not enough time or you're too tired or busy. There's a special place that will change your life, Waco Regional Tennis and Fitness on Lakeshore Drive in Waco, and they have a commitment to you too, with personal trainers Christy London and Randall Corey. State-of-the-art Cybex equipment, weights, spin bikes, clean, spacious locker rooms, each with a whirlpool, towel service, a staff that knows your name when you walk through the front door. It's a place for your family, friends, you and me. No better tennis facilities with Britt Coleman, the tennis pro. Waco Regional Tennis and Fitness, a place you can call home, a place you can work out on your own or with group exercise classes, spin or spinnable, boot camp, yoga, bar class, and body shaping. It's time to make Waco Regional Tennis and Fitness your home away from home. You just need to walk through the front door, and you've started the journey to fitness and feeling better on Lakeshore Drive in Waco. And take it from me, it will change your life like you will never imagine.
Texas Farm Bureau Insurance, protecting Texans since 1952.
Okay, so what's the most important part about your house? Nope, it's not that bar or the theater room with that sound system. Think about it. The most important thing is your roof. It has to withstand all that Mother Nature can throw your way, so it makes sense to have the best. McAdams & Sons Roofing is your first choice when it comes to protecting that valuable asset. Experienced professionals using only the best materials. So for new construction, re-roofs, repairs, or remodels, for composition and metal roofs, think McAdams & Sons Roofing first. And now McAdams & Sons Roofing is installing seamless gutters to give your home a bright new look and added value. McAdams & Sons Roofing will come out and take a look at your roof and handle all the insurance process for you. Don't let any fly-by-night company look at your roof. Let a real professional you trust do the work. Put McAdams & Sons over 40 years experience to work for you. Check it out at McAdamsRoofing.com. That's McAdamsRoofing.com. Or give them a call today at 254-799-2949. Because you don't want a kid with your house's lid.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm your boy Q with your ESPN Central Texas Sports Center update, brought to you by Valvoline Express Care Waco, 833 North Valley Mills Drive, open Monday through Friday, 8 to 6, Saturday, 8 to 5. Baylor head football coach Matt Rhule sat down with Our Day with Smoke on Monday to talk all things Baylor football, including the last two opponents and the maturity it takes by the players to continue to prepare at a high level.
Iowa State was a very emotional win, and for us to come back, go to Kansas State and go to Manhattan, you want to talk about a great atmosphere. For those guys to kind of weather the storm and battle and hang in there and fight and scratch and claw, that showed tremendous maturity. Now, can you do it again? I would bet, based upon our guys that we are, doesn't mean it's going to be an easy game. They're a really good football team. But can we at least be diligent about our preparation?
For the complete interview, go to CentexSportsFan.com under podcast. Tonight on the Diamond, the Astros will look to close out the Rays in the ALDS. First pitch is at 6 p.m. on AM 1330 and 1590.
Sports Center every 20 minutes, only on ESPN Central Texas.
Now here's the voice of the Baylor Bears, John Morris.
Back with us, final segment, John Morris Show on this Tuesday morning. Appreciate you being with us today. Want to give an update, Garrett, on one-man Wolfpack. Derek Westbrook texts me and tells me about that. Since we lost Max Calderon, now Max is off in the real world working for the Big 12 office, in fact, and doing very well there. But Max gave us a great review and really a release on, it was a well-written release is mm-hmm. what it was, on the one-man Wolfpack games, but now I've got to search a little more for it. So I saw something, here it is, on Twitter under Waco One-Man Wolfpack. If you'd like to follow the guys, that's the way to do it. Waco One-Man Wolfpack. It says they got back to 500 with a sweep in week two games last night. Nearly blew a 10-0 lead, but won 11-9 versus the TCP Beamers in game one. In the second game, played a full seven innings, trailed 8-7, bottom of the seventh inning, hit three straight doubles, including a walk-off game winner by Derek Westbrook to win it 9-8 in a walk-off. So two wins last night, tight games, 11-9 and 9-8 in a walk-off victory.
They enjoy these close games and these tight moments, don't they?
Apparently, yeah, they've had a bunch of them, haven't they?
Yeah, I know when Chris was talking about, you know, the championship going in, it was basically the same scenario. You know, they're down and they have to come from behind, and it's like they feed off the excitement or something.
That's the Wolfpack. That's the team we've adopted here on the John Morris Show as our team playing City League softball here in Waco. Also, Derek points out that Carson Bowers hit what he said was the furthest home run he's ever seen hit. Now, it didn't count because they've got a one home run limit per game. They'd already hit that. But he says this one went at least 360 feet.
That's insane.
360 in softball. And it didn't count.
Yeah. I could be wrong, but I believe if you go over, if you hit a home run, don't they count that as an out?
Yeah, it's an out. And then if you do it twice or something, then every time your spot in the rotation comes up, it's an automatic out.
Yeah, there's some different rules that.
Yeah, keeps things moving along, yeah. I think. But Carson, well done. Apparently engagement is treating you well. So well done, Carson, with the home run. Well done, one-man Wolfpack. Two wins last night. And we'll keep you updated on how the guys of One Man Wolfpack do in the Waco City League softball. All right, today, day of the day, Garrett tells me is, you're going to have to help me with this, American Touch Tag Day?
There was three options, and as sad as this one is, this was the best option of the three.
This was the best one.
And I was pretty disappointed in today's national days, but yeah, today's Tag Day.
So it says touch tag, but that's like playing tag.
It's playing
chasing
tag
you're at. That's it? Okay. Okay, very good. Dating back to ancient Rome, this game has been played worldwide with a variety of names and rules. Typically, it involves a player running around, chasing other players in an attempt to tag or touch them. Most forms of this game have no team, scores, or equipment. Usually, the goal involves being the last player left untagged or being safe. The classic game is ideal for physical education classes. I remember that. As a way to get kids up and moving, often students are divided into teams and given boundaries with safe zones. So if you ever thought there must be a day for everything, now this kind of bears that out. If today is National American Touch Tag Day.
And I don't understand that. Why is it just...
why is it American?
Yeah, why is it American? If it was... obviously, it came from Rome.
Yeah.
So it's world renowned, but it's just American. That seems kind of selfish.
That's right. Don't they play tag in other parts of the world?
Yeah, come on.
I bet they do. So today is National American Touch Tag Day. Go out and play a game of tag. Let's get the one-man wolf pack out there. Let's get them together over lunch.
Just go.
Get them out there on the football practice field, and just have all those guys, Ryan and Carson and Derek and David Kay and all those guys, just play tag.
That would be fun to watch. I wonder who would last along, like who would be the most difficult to get out of the group.
I don't know. Those are some stellar athletes, though, I can tell you that for sure. All right, birthdays today, a few to mention. Oh, today's Ian McCall's birthday, so former athletic director here at Baylor, now the AD at Liberty. Happy birthday to Ian. Doak Field, former Baylor linebacker, great linebacker, played alongside Mike Singletary, and today's Doak's birthday. Colin Hun's birthday is today. If you hear us on the Baylor broadcast, talk about Hun's Private Stock Pickles. You know, First Place Foods, Hun's Private Stock Pickles. Colin Hun is one of the key members of the Hun family. So today is his birthday. So happy birthday to him. And one more to mention, Frankie Smith, former Baylor running back, I think from Grosbeck. I think Frankie was from Grosbeck. And today is his birthday as well.
Well, happy birthday to them. I have nobody to contribute.
No
today.
One to add. Yeah. All right. So there you go. Let me double check here another location, see if I have any more to add. But happy birthday to all those folks today. Looking. Let's see. Who else? Landis Ware played baseball at Baylor. Today's Landis's birthday. And Cheryl Chatham worked with Cheryl at KWTX. Today is Cheryl's birthday. And that's it. Today is the birth date of Sweet Kimberly Wellborn. It's Art Wellborn, our son-in-law. It was his mom who passed away a couple of years ago. But today is Kimberly's birthday, and I know a lot of people know her and taught with her in the Midway School District. And she is, Ms. Wellborn, is just one of those ladies, when you say her name and when you think about her, you just smile.
Right.
Because she had such a sweet spirit and just so much life. And so we certainly remember her today, Kimberly Wellborn, on this date, October 8th, her birth date as well. All right. What else we have here? Matt Mosley is coming up next. And we have the first kick, Little Bears, Little Cubs. I think it's called Little Bears Soccer this evening. So we're going to make it out this evening to watch Truett.
Yeah.
I would if you accuse us of waiting till the temperatures got under under 90 to go out there, you might be right, but that's not completely accurate.
No, but I mean, hey, it's understandable.
Yeah, true. It's going to be a lot nicer out there tonight than it has been over the last couple of weeks.
So is he enjoying it?
I think so. I think, and he's kind of learned, so he's three, and he did it last year. And last year it was like, you got to listen to your coaches and don't just run over and see us, you know?
Yeah.
And I think he has said, he even says, I have to mind my coaches. So he's getting that a little bit. So that's good at
that
the age
good.
Of three.
I know, like, so there's certain things like that where my son, if we go to like any event, like at school or something, he, like throughout the week or anytime, he does everything like he's supposed to. But the moment we show up, it's just like everything's out the window and it's us. It's, you know, like, hey, look at this, play with me. So I think that's most kids that do that.
I can see that. I mean, that's natural, right? That would probably be natural when your parents or grandparents or anybody, you know, that's there to see you when they show up that he knows kind of diverts your attention over there.
Oh, absolutely.
So, and to be honest, that was part of the reason we didn't go the first couple of weeks. Mm-hmm. We want him to get into it a little bit, or actually Megan told us don't come.
Yeah.
We want him to get into it, listen to his coaches, and do what they say, and then once he gets into it, then we can come. So
it's just building a routine and getting used to it.
Yeah, so we're gonna hit that tonight there at the at Betty Lou Mays Field. It's a great program by the Jobsons, Paul and Marcy, and the girls, the soccer team members, all kind of coach up these little kids.
I drove by there last night, and I seen a bunch of people over at the soccer field, and I was wondering if that was what was going on, but
I don't think so. Maybe. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I thought it was only on Tuesday, but
it probably is. But that was my first initial thought, though. I was like, I wonder if that's the Little Bears over there.
I know tonight for sure. So that'll be fun to see young Truett Beard and all the kids out there. Ella Kate, Florence is out there also, and I think maybe Lane Allman is in with the soccer this
awesome.
Year. She's done it. She did it last year. I think she's doing it this year also. So that'll be fun. A great program. Thanks to the Jobsons for putting that together. And that takes a special calling, you know, to have kids as young as 2 years old out there.
Yeah.
And trying to keep them corralled.
And you got to have a lot of help with that, too.
Yeah.
And patience to get everybody focused. But yeah, I mean, anytime you can't really expect them, like, especially that young, like two or three, to actually, you know, follow direction consistently. They're going to be kind of like doing their own little thing and just kicking the ball around and looking at butterflies and you know, all that kind of stuff.
Exactly. All right, so that's tonight, and thanks to Paul Jobson for being on with us. Baylor soccer back in action on the road twice this week. They're at TCU Thursday. They are at Oklahoma coming up on Sunday. That's our time. We appreciate you being with us today. Now stay tuned. Matt Mosley is coming up next. Matt Mosley Show, 10 to noon, followed by Unnecessary Roughness, noon to 3. You make the call, 3 to 6, all right here on ESPN Central Texas. Appreciate you being with us. Enjoy this October-like weather today and take advantage of that, Lord willing. We'll talk to you tomorrow at 9. Have a great day. Matt Mosley is next.
Thanks, J-Mo. Appreciate it.